Day 293, or October the 20th. Just get on with it. Our thoughts today are rooted in Luke chapter 14, verse 27. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Much of his southern ministry is spent on the east side of the Jordan River, in the area called Perea. It is never called by its proper name in the Bible, but is usually referred to as the area beyond the Jordan. It's the area where John the Baptist ministered, and the general area that is called Moab in the Old Testament. If you use a red-letter Bible which prints all the words of Jesus in red, most of the next few pages in the Bible are almost all red. This makes them very special, as we have the actual words of Jesus recorded by Luke after consulting with eyewitnesses. This eastern side of the Jordan Rift Valley was the usual route for travellers going north or south in order to avoid the unclean area of Samaria that divided northern Galilee from southern Judea. And now today's action step. You must have heard people say, "It's my cross and I have to bear it," meaning it's a burden but I have to carry it as part of following Jesus. I don't believe this text means that. The whole reason for Jesus coming to earth was to die on the cross to reconcile us with God for eternity. He had a job to do. He had to carry his cross. Now for the rest of us, that is not our task. But nevertheless, we have a job to do, or if you like, a cross to carry. It's picturesque language to remind us that Jesus did his job superbly, and we, with his help, must endeavour to be as faithful and effective as possible. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 reminds us, "Then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross and follow me.'" So it's not a burden to carry, but a job to do. So the questions are obvious. Have you discovered your job? And are you doing it? We all have to take up our cross today.